Today's service begins and ends with 40 days and 40 nights, a hymn that sets the tone as we journey through Lent. We continue with the prelude, a trio that brings about the more subdued nature of the season. The anthem, a piano arrangement of O Savior, Let Me Walk With You, reminds us of our Lenten journey as we walk this path together with Jesus. Finally, our sung hymns, God of the Sparrow, God of the Whale, and De Colores, reference today's reading from Genesis as they remind us of God's great promise of love.
As we prepare now to enter into this time of worship, let me remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and to share God's love with you. To help us shift our gears, I'm going to invite you to join with me in taking a slow, deep breath. Breathe in. A deep awareness of God's presence wherever you may be. Hold on to that. Allow it to fill your being from top to bottom. And as you exhale, let go of those things that are weighing you down and stressing you. And as we prepare to reflect on our theme for today, God's loving paths, envision the candle of hope, which we told you on Ash Wednesday we would be lighting throughout this season of Lent. Envision that candle on the communion table in St. John's Sanctuary, shining brightly, hope accompanying us on this journey. So, as we reflect on our theme for today, I'm curious. Are you more inclined to stay on the beaten path, obey all the road signs, and take the safest course of action? Or are you more the off-road type, seizing every opportunity to explore uncharted territory and blaze new trails, even if it is a bit dangerous? Whether we are speaking literally or figuratively, the paths we choose matter, as does who we choose to listen to while on those paths. The psalmist wisely prayed, "Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." An observation. God meets us where we are, whether we are off-road or on a well-worn path. And God offers to show us a better way to travel. Sometimes that means opting for a different path altogether. But at other times, it means learning to navigate the path we're already on just a bit differently, perhaps at a different speed, with a different guide, or with a different and renewed awareness of our surroundings. The psalmist also identifies God's word as a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Seeking to better understand the light that is shed by God's word, and seeking to discern God's paths from the paths of this world, we enter now into worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
as we confess our sins, I invite you to join with me in praying the prayer of confession. This prayer may be found on our Facebook page and website. If you do not have the words handy, please join us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, your deep desire for us is to know you and follow your lead, to journey on paths that keep us close to you and your Son, Jesus, whom you have called us to emulate and serve. We know what we should do, but doing it is not always easy. The ways of the world, often so enticing and quick to promise us things we think we cannot live without, lure us in. By the time we realize the world's promises are empty, we have lost our way and are left feeling hopeless and alone. Forgive us, gracious God. Give us yet another chance to take your hand and stay by your side as we navigate the path that leads to the life that really is life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Confession leads us on the path to forgiveness. Having confessed our sins, we know that God's promise is sure. We have been forgiven. Our slate has been wiped clean. We have been given yet another chance to start anew. For this awesome gift, we offer our praise and our thanks to Almighty God. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." And our next reading is from the Psalms, Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been form of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. And now a special message for our children and all of our young people, and of course our young at heart. Over the summer, I moved to a new house a bit further away from church. Instead of living right up the street, now I live about 25 minutes away. And guess what? I have discovered over the past several months that there are about 20 different ways to get from there, home, to here, St. John's. I can go back roads if I have a little extra time and I want to take the scenic route. I can go main roads and have less to look at, but spend less time in the car. I can take lots of turns and twists, or I can make it a straight shot. Sometimes when I've been driving to church, roads have been closed or blocked, so I've had to find new ways. One time, I even got rescued by a St. John's member who just happened to pull up behind me when I was stopped at a detour and completely lost. He got in front of me and led me to a road that I recognized. Recently, the weather has made me think about which roads I want to take so that I arrive safely. I guess what I'm trying to say is there are a lot of ways to get from here to there, a lot of different journeys we can take, and a lot of different things that can come up along the way. Now, I know that when you are in the car, you aren't in the driver's seat. At least I hope you're not. But maybe you have encountered other places in your life when you hit a dead end or have to take a detour, find another way of doing something or getting to the same destination, or have to make choices about the best way to get from where you are to where you want to be. Maybe you're learning a new skill in a sport, a new instrument in music lessons, earning a new badge in Girl or Boy Scouts, trying to get the hang of a new idea in math. Maybe you've gotten into a disagreement with a friend or a sibling, and it feels like a major bump in the road, and you have to figure out how to move forward from it. This whole year has kind of been a journey of detours and closed roads and having to find new ways to travel, and we have certainly relied on God as our GPS to help us navigate the long and winding and sometimes very bumpy road. In our psalm today, Psalm 25, the writer is asking God to show them the way and to guide them on their road, their path in life. Each of us has a path in life too. And just like the writer of our psalm, everyone needs God's guidance along the way. What's important to remember is exactly what we just talked about. There are a lot of ways to get from here to there, a lot of different journeys we can take, a lot of different things that come up along the way. And no matter if our journey is smooth or filled with twists and turns, God is there in the driver's seat showing us the way. And guess what? God doesn't just show up when it's blue skies and open highways. God can still be showing us the way, even when we have to stop, even when we get turned around, even if we get lost. God is still showing us the way, even if we get there in a very different way than our friends. God is still showing us the way, even if it feels like it's taking a really long time to get where we're going. As our psalm says, all the ways, all the paths of the Lord are loving and faithful. In your carryout connection box this week, you're going to be playing a game called the Show Me the Way game. Follow the directions included in the box and be sure to do exactly what is on the cards. I think you'll find that getting from here to there is never as simple as it sounds. And there are lots of things that make our journey interesting. But I think you'll also find that we do always get where we're going, with God by our side. Remember, all the many winding ways of God are loving and faithful. Let's take time to pray now, and then we will join in praying our Lord's Prayer together. Let's pray. God, thank you for giving each of us a life journey that is unique and special and just for us. And a big thank you for being with us on that journey. Help us to remember that everyone's path is different, but that we will all experience bumps in the road, times when we have to pull over, turn around, or find a different way forward. Help us to rely on you to help us navigate and to see all the ways in which you accompany us in all the ways we go. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.